What's going on, guys? Eric Black here. What's up?
No, and action.
Action.
All you.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? We'll just go with that. That's perfect.
That's it right there. What's going on, guys? This is Rockcast. We're hanging out today, tonight, this week, this month, whenever it is for you that you're listening to this show. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate that. If you are just listening to the show, you're missing out on half the show. Go to our YouTube channel. YouTube.com is where you usually find YouTube videos.
Yes.
And then just look up Rockcast Show. It's very simple.
Cool.
Same, Parker, am I wrong? Same for all of our podcast stuff. You can just, I mean, we have links in our
same
bio.
Handle, yeah. Stuff,
but yeah, you can just Rockcast Show, all that good stuff. For some reason, they put me in charge of all that. I don't know why.
I don't know why they did this. Okay, so yeah, at Rockcast Show is the handle all the way across.
Yeah.
Don't listen to him. It's fine.
All the way across. All the way. All the way. Okay. Anyway, we got a great show for you again this time. I can't say tonight. I can't say today because I don't know when people are listening. So I don't want to offend anyone.
Whenever the hell they're going to listen and watch it, we're good.
Now. Welcome to the show now. This is when it's listening. This is what's happening. This is when you're here with us. We appreciate that. Thank you very much for that. What were we talking about? Great show. Great show tonight. There's a band that they've been doing some things for quite some time. They're, I would say, veterans in the game, and they've been around the block a couple times. They know what's going on. Yeah. They've sold some records. They've sold some singles. They have toured extensively. I try to throw big words so that it makes me sound better.
I like your style.
It's just how I roll, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, the guest on the show this week, and this part always gets me because we promote the show already before people see it, so they already know who's on the show. So like me saying it right now, they're like, yeah, we
already know.
We know. We saw your post today.
But it is a big deal, so that's cool.
We know. Yeah. But I just feel dumb. I feel really dumb.
It's fine.
They all know. They all know. Anyway, Josh Todd and Stevie D from Buck Cherry. What's going on, guys?
Oh, you're not dumb.
What's happening?
Don't listen to them.
all the comments
you
that
are
I'm reading.
Smart
as a whip. You know, my mom just texted me that today, and she's like, "You're a good boy." And I'm like, "Thanks,
you
mom.
See?
I appreciate that."
You're not really dumb. Your mom says you're not.
That's right, and it's true.
That's true.
What's going on, guys?
That's coming from some legends, man. Come on.
That's right. Yeah, man. That's right. No, we are good. We are just hanging out here in Nashville, enjoying the time. And what are you guys doing?
We are in New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
At the beautiful, I don't even know the city, but the weather was nice today. It's a beautiful 75 degrees.
Yeah, nice, like overcast day. And it's our day off, so we just had a nice chill day, and I went fishing. I like to fish on my days off. And,
oh yeah, I did see that.
Stevie just hung out.
I'm gonna get a lobster roll.
Ooh.
After this.
Ooh,
right at the corner.
Yeah.
And so yeah, our drummer's super into finding the best lobster in the country, and it's always right around here. So
and New England, so you're good.
Yeah, he's got two orders of it. It's like $100 worth on the bus right now. So I'm going after it as soon as we're done here.
Yeah.
Wow. That's wow. Okay.
We'll be up in a few hours. We'll partake with you. How about that?
Yeah, we'll get our jet fueled and we'll head up there. Up there. Over there.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. Fuel up. Come on.
Nashville's good though, man. Nashville's the weather is like
it's not bad.
Danny, it's fall. You know, it's like
yeah.
The summer really doesn't end, but it does.
Yeah. Well, it's super hot. It's just ridiculously hot. And then
it's a little humid there too, right?
It is.
Yes.
Yeah. Moist, if I can say that.
Moist.
Well. Yeah. We gotta get that word in there. It gets us clicks.
Yeah. Yeah. Moist. That hashtag moist.
That's right. Yeah. It's a good
on
a good
YouTube.
Word. We enjoy it. Doesn't really do much for us, but we enjoy saying it.
No, it doesn't.
Right.
Whatever.
Right.
Anyway, well, guys, we do appreciate you taking the time out on your day off to just come and hang with us and give us a conversation. That's pretty cool. You guys, now here's the thing. I don't know if you're aware of this, but there has been a pandemic in the entire world that shut things down.
You guys, you're
familiar. Okay. A lot of people weren't doing anything, especially in our industry.
No.
What were you guys able to do?
Well, in 2020, we found out in around March And Josh is the kind of guy that he needs to keep busy.
Yeah.
Or it's not good for him and the people around him, which is this guy.
Yep.
And so he came over and he's like, I don't know what we got to do. Well, I was actually on the phone, but we started writing. The writing process began. We didn't know what for specifically, like if it was the next Buck Cherry album. We have another project, Josh Todd and Conflict, but we just started writing. And it was like turning on a faucet. We wrote 20 plus tunes. And by, I think around August, or no, maybe July, our manager came to us and said, let's do a Buck Cherry album. And who would you like to produce? Ooh. And at the top of the list, it was a short list. And at the top of the list was a guy named Marty Fredrickson. And the dialogue started about pulling apart some of these songs and then putting them back together with his help. And then also writing some more songs. And it was a great process. I learned a lot. And, you know.
Yeah, we've worked with Marty in the past. You know, he co-wrote Sorry and other songs.
Yeah.
And
he co-produced
a lot of our records. And we should have a good time writing with him. He becomes like a band member. You know, like it's not like.
That's
it
good.
It doesn't feel like, you know, you're. He just gets us and we all have a lot of mutual respect. And it's a lot of fun, too, as well, which is really important for us. And we were in 2020 and our shows just kept falling by the wayside. We had a whole tour booked on the Warpaint record, and so collectively we got together and we were just like, when the dust settles, we're gonna need to have a new record. So that's really where we focused our effort, like Stevie was saying, for 2020. And I'm so grateful that we had that because there was just so many negative things going on in the United States, as you guys know.
Yeah.
And to just have our record to really focus on, because it takes a tremendous amount of work to get a Buck Cherry record together. So we were really happy about it. But then we had it done in the can since October of 2020. Oh, we had to sit and wait on it. The record's called Hellbound, and it's a really great record. And so it was hard to sit on it, but cut to now, we've been on the road since June 1st and the Hellbound tour has been amazing. And we got our first number one record in the United Kingdom for the first time. And
yeah, because they know real rock. That's the thing.
They do.
There's a lot of first times on this record, which is cool. You know, after being in the game for 23 years and this is our ninth record, it's pretty neat.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. So with the amount of time that you had off, that you had just hanging out trying to figure out what was going to happen next, you were writing, but is this a different kind of writing? Maybe it was more relaxed or more concentrated even than a normal writing session, because you had not indefinite time, but you had a lot of time to kind of figure it out.
No, not really. I mean, it was just guerrilla songwriting. You know, I mean, Stevie and I had already done a full length record before together with Josh Todd and the Conflict near the Tiger record, which is a great record. We also did the Warpaint Buck Cherry record together. So at this point in time, our songwriting language was really dialed in. And that's what I like to call it. And we just treat it as a full-time job, you know? So it's like, basically you get one day off a week for your family. And other than that, we're going to be dissecting songs and creating songs and talking about songs. And
I do love seeing pictures of you and the family, man. I do. I think that's awesome.
Thanks. Yeah.
Like and baseball games and stuff,
as well.
It was 2020 served as like this big reset button for our musical life and our personal lives as well. You know, a lot has happened in the last 10 years for us, and we were gone a lot of it. And for 2020 and 2019, especially, And me personally, it was hard being away for so. We were gone all the time, and I have a. At that time, I had a 5-year-old, and I just remember saying, "Man, I just wish I was home with my boy," you know.
Yeah.
And then 2020 hits, and be careful what you wish for, because we were connected. Yeah,
it's Stevie's fault.
Sorry,
all
sorry, guys. Yeah, but I just wanted to be home with family, so sorry, guys.
Yeah. I mean, that's an important age too, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so we were connected at the hip for 2020. You know, he was in the studio with us writing. So the songwriting was just kind of it's a natural process for us. But by the time we got to Marty and we knew that we were going to have an album coming out, that's when we kind of went into guerrilla mode. And and we were doing Zoom calls just like this.
Yeah.
But there was something lacking. I mean, we could get ideas across, but there's a little bit of a lag when you're playing. Like, I'd be playing guitar with Marty, and it'd be just kind of missing the mark. So there's something that was missing in the feel. So we ended up flying there, and I think September.
Yeah, we went to Nashville and did a week with
Right by you guys.
Yeah.
Nice.
And, that was really, really productive.
Yeah, we were down there.
A lot of great songs out of it.
Yeah, Music Row.
Yeah. Yep.
And we hammered out. It was the old Quad Studios. It's now called Sienna Studios.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Roundhill Music is there. And that's our record label.
Yeah.
And
that's our home.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice.
So I thought, you know, it'd be great if we could get one song or two songs in that week, and we ended up with 6. So, because there's a lot of, you know, like Josh said, our songwriting language has really grown and grown with Marty as well. He knows us really well. And there was no time even wasted on, you know, kind of getting to know each other like you do with some songwriters.
Yep.
We just jumped in the room. It's like, okay, what kind of riffs you got, bro? And then
and it was like this assembly line songwriting. So we got to Nashville. I got a head start on one composition. So I had some music prior to getting to Nashville. So I'd already written lyrics and melodies for this. And it was like, we got to Nashville, we went and got coronavirus tested, and we started the following morning. We were a half a mile from the studio. So, or not even a half, less than that. We could walk to the studio from the hotel. And literally I went in the first day and sang for 2 hours on that first track, recorded all the vocals. And then I leave and Stevie goes in with Marty and they get the music together for the next composition.
Wow.
They send me that music by like 6 p.m. I write lyrics and melodies all through the night till I'm done. Then the next morning I come in at 11 a.m. and I record for 2 hours, same thing, and so on and so forth. So in 5 days, 6 songs, and five of those made the record.
Yeah. I mean, and you guys, you know, like, songwriting for us has been not an arduous process, but it was, you know, like, our output was never that high. You know, like, if we do a song or 2 songs in a week, that's pretty good.
I want our output to be that high. I said to Marty, I go, listen, he says, the next time we do a record, I want to do it in 2 weeks. And he goes, what? And I go, I don't want to have any breaks, and I want to work for 2 weeks straight.
Yeah.
He's good.
And just so you know, he's crazy.
Yeah.
No, because I think we could, I think it would be amazing and something we've never done before.
Yeah.
And it would be fun. It would be like, every waking moment is spent getting something done. You know, and then he goes, no, we gotta have the day off. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Not acceptable.
I mean, I love Marty. I think if you have to think too long on a certain song, parts or, you know, segues into different parts, then, you know, something gets lost. You know, I guess, from what I understand, some of the best Beatles songs were written in 5-10 minutes.
But there's something to say about locking yourself away with a group of men. And then you're just like,
yes,
we're not getting out of here until we have the most amazing record we can make.
Right.
Yeah.
And then it becomes, you know, then it's just all about like, fuck, we got to find these songs or we're not getting out of here. You know?
Yeah. Yep.
I'll tell you what, Josh Todd, the conflict though, man, when that came out, I was like, yeah, like that dude.
Nice.
It would it was a great record. Like all of it, dude, like Thank Rain, like Erotic City, all of it, dude. It was the year of the tiger, dude, was like,
dude,
it was my year, dude. Yeah. It was,
you were the guy that bought the album.
Yes. Yes, I did. Look,
You're the Tiger. The song Year of the Tiger is one of my all time favorite songs.
It was and the video was good too. Like just the energy behind it was total. You guys, like, it was total. It just made sense to me. So we worked at the Buzz in Nashville, the radio station, for years. So, And when I know you guys, there was a time where the Rock Allegiance tour came through, and it was in Nashville, and I believe it's at the Woods at Fontenelle. I don't know if you remember that venue, but
I absolutely do.
Yeah, it was like Papa Roach, you guys, Puddle Mud, Crossfade, POD. It was a really good lineup.
I remember that.
And I remember that night because I was like, dude, and from album 15 to Confessions, it's like the time we were on radio. So it was like perfect, you know? And I just remember being at the Fontenelle that night. And it was a good show. Y'all were great as always. And I remember that somebody took a Camaro that was just sitting by the bus and just started doing donuts. Somebody left the keys in it. And he was like, hop in. I was like, okay. And we hopped in. And it was just like donuts in the field.
That's so cool. was it with total. One of us?
Yeah, not one of you.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't remember.
You guys are too smart for that.
Y'all were right. The smart ones. But it was a good time. I do remember that. It was good. But I remember Papa
Roach.
It was
a good time. It was a blurry time, but it was a good time.
Absolutely.
Same. But I do remember, Jacoby will kill me for this, but I do remember he got in an argument with his wife.
Yeah.
And he's starting off in the woods, but it was like, you know, he's cool.
Yeah.
I love Jacoby, man. We would love to get Jacoby on here, but it's tough to get through that PR, man. So
I'll call him. Dude, get on with my homies.
Well, I got a friend that this girl that I was seeing, she had a friend that like lived next door to Jacoby and their kid. So it was like, okay, this'll be easy. You know. So
Yeah.
There you go.
But you know,
so
I'll I'll send him a text. We'll see if we can make it happen.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
So because of the amount of time that we had off, we all had this wonderful time off. That first show back. This has been. I mean, once you booked that show, I feel like the excitement was pretty awesome, but two, the anxiousness to get, you know, you have it booked. Now you want to go out. You don't want anything to go wrong, but you got to the venue, you're out there, you're on stage, the emotions going through you at this point. What was that like?
You know, we had already done a bunch of we did a bunch of shows during the pandemic in 2020.
Yeah.
We did a bunch of shows at the beginning of the year in 2021 in Florida and then another place. Where was that place? Outside of
Iowa?
Yeah. So
that's a good memory.
I don't know if it was a bunch as much as
it wasn't a big build up for us because we'd already done some shows. And but I can just tell you that we were super grateful to be out promoting a record, you know, and to get this record on the street because it's so good. And the Hellbound record, and
it is good, man.
And thank you. And you know, to have like a bunch of dates to look forward to, and you know, it's a trip because I just read this article that this now is the biggest pandemic in the history of the world. You know, it is past the 1918,
Spanish flu
pandemic. Yeah, Spanish flu. So, it's pretty crazy that, you know, we're doing what we're doing right now in the middle of something that's like so historical. And
at one point it seemed like bands were dropping out of tour daily.
Yeah.
You know, and that like Nine Inch, Seven Dust, you know, all the way to Tesla to, you know, like
we had to cancel 9 shows.
We canceled the leg because a couple people in our camp got it. That variant was no joke, really? You know? So, but the numbers are leveling out and you can see it in the crowd response too. We would sell a bunch of tickets for a show. And then as the variant got bigger, as the numbers went up, people would they'd have tickets that they would bought a month before and they just wouldn't show up because no one wanted to get exposed. You know, Little Rock, Arkansas was the numbers were through the roof. And then we pulled into town and it literally looked like a ghost town because no one wanted to be out.
Wow.
So,
but prior to that, we've had a lot of sold out shows and it's been really great.
Yeah. As soon as we started playing, the number of sold out shows we had never experienced since Crazy Bitch was a hit. Like it was sold. Like what? Sold out again? Yeah. 2 in a row? Wait, are you kidding me? 3 in a row? It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
So
well, I mean, people were wanting to get back out. You know.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, you could see even in the shows that we were playing before, they kind of opened the floodgates.
Yeah.
People were just so passionate and like literally almost in tears that they were out at a rock show, you know, even though that they were, I remember we did one in the arena and it was socially distanced and there were little pods around the arena.
Like the cages and still barriers.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just remember people just dancing like it was Woodstock, like I'm at a show.
You know what? It is interesting though. Cause actually when, me and Eric, our first show back was Blackstone Cherry, and there's a new venue outside of Nashville. It's in Murfreesboro, and we went to that. It was our first show. We forgot how to socialize, by the way. So we went out to this, and they had all those things, and I kind of preferred it. If we could just keep it that way, but without the COVID, we're good. I like it.
Yeah, yeah, you know?
I don't, for the record. I don't like
it. Well, you know, I just like my space. The older I get, the more I'm in the back. So
yeah. I get it. Yeah. I don't know how some of these kids, you know, like these kids today,
but
you know, they will wait all day in the hot freaking sun at that rail and not move.
Nope. They're going to get that spot, man.
Yep.
And you know, there'll be thousands out there just rant. I don't know how they do it, but I'm glad they do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just don't know how they do it.
Yeah. No. Yeah. It's an awesome site of commitment, I guess.
I mean, where do you go to the bathroom?
We just do it right here.
I usually just put on a diaper. That's what I'm doing now. Yeah. So
it's fine. Yeah. I mean, you guys are probably, you're on a couch, right? That's a good spot.
Wear a diaper like Howard Stern. Like,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm for that. So we told you it was going to get weird. So you guys have seen some changes in the music industry. You guys have been doing this for a minute. I kind of want to just go over some of the things that, you know, now we have more of a digital world than we did, you know, even 10 years ago. We have a lot of instead of selling physical albums, now you're selling all these invisible things, you know, stuff like that.
But we're not even selling. It's streaming.
Yeah.
Practically giving it away.
Leasing, if you will. Yeah. Leasing. But what are some of the other changes? Maybe aside from those things, maybe there's a few that you like, maybe there's a few that you don't. But what are some of the things that have stuck out in your careers that you have said, okay, that's interesting?
I mean, so many things.
You have to be an acceptance of so much now, you know, like when 15 came out and I joined the band at 15 and we were told, you know, we were one of the last rock bands to go platinum. And since we sold, I don't know how, but since then we've sold another million on top of that million that we sold back then. But for the most part, you have to be okay with the music kind of being the loss leader for
I mean, it took 16 years to send to sell that million. So that's a long time.
Yeah, but it sold. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. Yes. I know. I mean,
Crazy Bitch sold another 2 million, and Sorry sold 2 million.
I mean,
it's crazy,
and it sells because there's
so
no
much
rock.
Changed on rock radio. It's just it's like non-existent.
Speak to the choir. Hey, look, that's one of the reasons we're not Nashville at the radio station.
Yep. Yeah. One of the main reasons.
Physical records just went away, like every record store, you know. And
man,
I don't even know where you can get a physical record anymore. And
Josh, man, I couldn't tell you how many times I would go that somebody would come in. The time that you had Black Butterfly, I believe was the album, and they would come in and like, so that was like the last album period. So after that, it was literally digital codes where you had to like, okay, you know how it was so nice for a winner to come into a radio station and pick up like a physical CD? Now, like they give out codes on a printed sheet of paper. It's so impersonable. So it's, you know, it's just not the same.
It's not. Yeah. Not at all. Not at all.
So that, and then all that happened. And then since like 2000 on, as far as the rock genre goes, it's just been just kind of nothing. It's been in this, you know, there hasn't been, you know, rock stars or guitar superstars or nothing. And, you know, it's just, it's really strange. And
there's no icons.
You know, the cool thing is that we've always had a platform and we created, you know, when Buck Cherry came out, we weren't a part of mainstream rock. It was all rap rock and like what I call shoegazer rock at the time. And then, you know, and then it morphed into this active rock kind of like format. And we've never fit into any of those formats. So it's like, we've been out on our little island all the time, making records, touring the world, building our fan base and having this, you know, everything was based on our live show. Yeah. Our records and thank God for that now, because
that's what it all is now.
Because you know, we have this business that we can always.
But your live shows are good. Your live shows are good. You got you.
Thank you.
I know I've seen Stevie out there with you, and it's one of those things like the live energy is important. So you guys, I rank up there with like Jacoby and people like that, because y'all have that energy that's like, it makes people want to like, man, you remember that? Like you want to go back to that show. Cause absolutely. It's the real deal. You know what I mean? So
thank you. I like to think that BC is unique too. It's like, nobody sounds like us, and
we can
fit into all these different like little package tours. And,
honestly, if I could put you in a group in my head, I would put you in with like the Motley Crue's of the day, and then more of a modern rock band, but it's like you said, it's your own sound. So it's like, it's raw. It's rock and freaking roll, man. There's nothing on radio that is just, you know, there's nothing on radio right now like that. It's all this alternative hip hop. Like,
it kind of works against you. Today in today's environment or landscape, because I don't know why, and maybe you can shed some light on it.
Yeah.
The landscape is all active rock now. It seems like there's a lot of the same. If you go from state to state to state to state, it's the same 10 to 15 bands that you can kind of like, I'm not going to name names, but you know, they all sound very similar.
Yeah.
And it's I guess for someone that's into that, they won't change the channel. They'll just stay kind of like listening to that sound. You could do it for a couple hours, you know what I mean? And just not know who the band is.
It's Phil music, you know?
It's totally Phil. You know, I was saying this to somebody. I go, somebody had like an active rock station on. It was just like, and it was just rolling at kind of a low volume and people were doing their thing. And I go, you know, this is the first time in history where like rock music has become this background type music where, and I listen to it and it's like, so much of it is tuned so low that guitar tones and bass tones all blend together.
It's a scoop kind of.
Everything is like this, what do you want to call it?
They're blurring the line.
Droning.
It's just all the vocal, the guitar and the bass, it's all sounds muddy, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's just kind of this droning thing and nothing ever kind of like pops out or you.
Yeah.
It's weird. And
it's like they blur the line between alternative and top 40 right here.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, and I don't like it. I don't like it.
Like top 40, because then there would be some melody, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true.
Well, but I think that's the thing is the, yeah. I don't think the industry in that mindset has caught up with what people are actually wanting to hear. I think they've had it much like they do all the time. They have this template. They throw a whole bunch of stuff in there until they lose their last dime, and then they switch over. And honestly, that's why we are not in radio anymore. Yeah. At that
right. So I think terrestrial radio has suffered because of this, and they little by little. They're falling by the wayside because and then there's going to be what's left, you know, like they're just the streaming services and then Octane, what I mean?
Yeah. Even our manager was like, you know, you can sink all this money into a radio campaign. If you get a top five rock song on whatever rock radio there is, it means nothing in record sales.
That's
zero. Zero in record sales, zero in ticket sales. So why do it?
What's
if you're going to spend, if you're going to spend 30 grand a month pushing a single, you know, that's why we didn't go to radio with our first single. And
it's all about streaming.
It's all about streaming. Videos, and it's done really content, well for us.
It's the best promotion we've had.
We've had more plateaus going straight to the consumer, you know, like here we go into the business model, but we're going straight to the consumer.
Going straight to the consumer, man.
So if we're going straight to the consumer, man, you know, you're cutting out, you know, terrestrial radio.
Yes, that's the promo right there.
But seriously, we hit new plateaus. Like we've, you know, number ones in Europe, number ones in the UK. We're still like, you know, like Francis is getting calls from the Scorpions. I hear your song on the radio all the time. You know, and we broke top 10 coming out.
We sold six times more records than Warpaint in Germany right now.
And, wow.
And Hellbound's been out for 3 months. Yeah. Six
what?
Times.
That's really good. Yeah.
Like Warpaint's been out 2 years and we've already, did you know that?
Yeah.
I got the numbers on that. I was like, wow.
I got the text.
Come to Germany, let's rock.
Yeah,
so you never
overseas. We have more people that tune into us overseas than we do here. Yeah, right?
Because they love the rock.
Yeah,
and they dive deeper into the genre than just what's on active rock radio.
Well, and that's kind of what, again, that's why we're not there. But it's deeper than that, because there were times when we would get calls on air while we were during our shift. Obviously, we would get calls, 10, 15 calls for this one band.
Oh yeah,
but it wasn't on our list to play. Well, that didn't really work for us. So we would take out a song, usually a 20-year-old song, and replace it with whatever that song was. If we didn't have it, we would get it very quickly, and we would insert it in and play it. Yeah. And that, I mean, obviously,
and then
that
the
kind
program
of
director would be up there.
Pissed him off. Yeah.
You guys are renegades.
But
you guys are rebels.
Can I tell you? Yeah, we are. So can I tell you a secret, though? Here's how you get past the program director is you go on YouTube before they really had ads, and then you go in there and you pick, like, okay, we got to fill a song. We got to fill 3 minutes. Okay. I'm going to pick one that's not on the radio that should be. So I'll pick Buck Cherry, It's a Party, or Carousel, and we'll pop that in, and they'll never know it played. You know? So it's like, let's put the stuff on that people want to hear.
Look at you, man.
Yeah, man.
But again, it was all because when we grew up, when the whole reason why I wanted to become a DJ, which actually I never thought about it until I was, but
the whole
point of being a DJ was so that, you know, you could pick a playlist and whatever you wanted to play, you played. And nowadays, that's not it. You're a talking head, and the program director does all of that for you. You just say, here's this band now. It doesn't appeal to me at all. Like, I want to go through and I want to pick this list, because there's something in that. There's something in picking a playlist that it's not just picking a playlist. It's not going on Billboard and saying, okay, here are the top 10, here are the top 5, here are the top 3 of this week, this month, this year. It's a soul. It's a part of you. I don't know, maybe I'm going too deep here, but
no, you're right.
For me, that's what it was. If I wanted to pick a playlist.
Yeah, as long as they're good songs, you know, that's the thing. You don't want to just pick stuff to throw in there that's not on a playlist that just is like, you know, filler either, you know?
No, not at all. Not at all. And I feel like we did a pretty good job with that. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's key. Yeah. So I don't know. We're kind of disappointed with that whole aspect of radio. Yeah. And you know, we're probably there.
Well, and that's why it's going away. Oh,
yeah, right. That is why. So, whatever, you know, it is what it is.
Just keep pushing those. I mean, shows, man.
We're going to less states, or like I remember when we were touring, let's say 2005, 2006, 2007, there was rock stations galore. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. But they rapidly went away, and now we're touring to a fraction of that. It's just like recording studios too, and record labels. There's so much less of all of that.
Yeah.
That now we're remember, in LA, there's no rock station.
No.
Nope.
You know,
K-Rock?
We're always going,
K-Rock? Is that what it was?
Well, no, but that's more of an alternative station. Okay. There's no rock.
There's no real rock, yeah.
Yeah.
But Octane does do a good job for Satellite. I will admit, Octane does really good. And I know Jose and all them, dude, they do a good job.
Yeah.
I love Jose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jose.
Hey, if you want to have that conversation as far as what we were just talking about, talk to Rick DeJesus or DeJesus, however you say his last name. Adelina's way. Go talk to him about that. He'll tell you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We see him fairly often. We do shows with him a lot.
Yeah.
So there's a couple things here. Let's see. Something I got from your website. Now, here's the thing. I don't like to read. I'm very good at it. I do voiceovers. I have to read scripts all the time. I just don't like to read. But I'm going to read this little thing because I think it's necessary.
Shoot.
Let's see. Buck Cherry's third studio album, 15, was certified double platinum by the RIAA for overall sales of 2 million units, which we'd already kind of talked about that. At the same time, the track Crazy Bitch was certified quadruple platinum for overall sales. That right there, there's more to this, but I got to stop right there because I want to come back to this. We talked about this earlier. I was just reading quadruple. I can't even fathom that. I mean, that is a lot. Yeah. I know the number, but that's a lot.
Sales.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Crazy. Is what I'm saying.
And in a world of streaming, it's like, I mean, it's, somebody asks, like, what's your idea of success? We had no idea this was going on, but if you keep working at what you're doing and, it just comes, you stay together and you keep doing what you do best.
I agree. I got to back up here. There's a question I had about radio I forgot to ask. If you guys aren't, now I know we're pushing so radio's out, but we're pushing towards streaming services when you're pushing out new music. But what else are you guys doing? Are there blogs? Does that matter in this
just
scenario?
Like content, doing a lot of interviews and our goal on this record was to make a video for every song. And so far we have 3 videos out, So Hot, Hellbound, Wasting No More Time. We're going to do another video for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 here coming up when we go to the UK. That's going to be fun. And we're just going to continue to, because that's how great the record is. It's 10 songs and we can do a video for each song. Every song is good.
Yeah.
And so we're going to continue that theme into 2022. And, we tour traditionally 2 years on a record. So that's kind of like what we'll do.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah.
That's really good. Yeah.
That's crazy. So how does this set you back? I mean, you guys said you were on tour, you were still doing shows, but you weren't probably doing the amount of shows that you had hoped for. So is it like a double up situation, or do you have to just...
No, like Stevie said, we had to put the brakes on and be home, and it was super foreign to us when you've lived on the road for 23 years, and so it brings up a lot of stuff, and we had to face a lot of situations in our personal life where it was like, oh, you're like home every day now, and we need to talk about all the things we don't like about each other,
it's
and have like to be
that was a lot of fun, And but you know, there was also a lot of great things. It wasn't all about that. All that makes right. for good songwriting as well, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And
but damn, that have we gotten a song about fishing yet? Please. No. Like, and come to Nashville for that one. That's a must.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, I wow. beer drinking, fishing.
Come on, Josh. Guess, we need a fishing. We need a fish. Hey, look, Aaron Lewis can do it. You can do it. You got this.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd do that, but
well,
I.
Well, you thank
know,
you for not doing you know, it.
I just love it because, yeah. you know, we're cooped up with 11 men in a bus all the time. On our days off, I check out and, yeah. you know, I'm out there on a lake for, you know, 3 hours.
That's
or so,
good, though. That's healthy,
it's
man.
Super healthy. Good for my mental yeah. health, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Him and
absolutely.
Him and another Oki.
Yeah, I go with this. We go. Our bus driver now, he's a country boy. We go together sometimes.
Oh yeah.
Cool. I mean, they're both yeah. from Oklahoma. Their nice. Families, so
yeah. yeah.
So
yeah.
they're out there trudging the road.
Yeah.
You know, with their fishing poles. Yeah. Right. And all their gear in 80 yeah. degree weather.
You get so off in Nashville. Let me know.
We go to a lot of places where you could probably find some discarded bodies somewhere. And I'm like, Brandon, it's yeah. only a matter of time where we find some body in one of these woods, yeah. man. It's like coming. It's pretty sketchy.
Yeah. Wow.
But you know, like there's a thread. There's a text thread with the band and every day off, or even on show days, that they're you know, it's not uncommon to see Josh holding up.
Yeah, it's
the whole yeah, small mouth and large mouth.
I always do catch and release. I really love the bass fishing, and you know, it's a big competition.
I didn't see one today, though.
No,
you got one.
We caught a bunch of little fish, but not enough for posting.
What,
you know, but
what's the biggest fish?
I caught a channel catfish like at the end of one night on a popper, which is a top water lure. I couldn't believe it. It had to have been like 8 pounds.
Wow.
Big, giant black catfish.
It wow. looks like a huge rat. It had arms. I was like, what is that?
It's like around 5-6 pounds.
Man. Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Which is big, wow. you know, big largemouth.
Come on down here to Tennessee there, buh. We'll catch you some yeah. fish. Yeah.
I want to catch a big one.
We'll go noodling.
Yeah, we'll do it.
We'll go noodling.
Let's go.
It'll be great.
Yeah.
Do you guys have time for a quick game of Would You Rather?
How long?
10 minutes.
Yeah.
Three questions.
Yeah. All right.
First question. Would you rather be able to take back anything you say or hear every conversation around you?
Take back. Easy.
Take back?
I don't want to hear. I don't. It's none of my business what Joe Blow is talking about. You know what I mean?
No, I'd like to hear every conversation around because then I could. Then you could make moves. You could predict what you know people are going to. You could hustle people. You could do all kinds of stuff.
Nefarious. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. All right. Fair enough. Next one. Would you rather be without elbows or without knees?
That is a weird
I guess eating would be difficult, so
a little
I'd be without knees, you know.
Okay,
you could just do the knees like the guitar on your legs, you know.
Yeah,
you
I mean like I could that, still you know?
I'll be elbows.
No elbows. Okay.
We'll just duct tape
so,
the mic
so
to
we've been head. Opposite on every question.
Yeah, I like it. All right, last one. Would you rather eat a bandmate's toenail clippings once a week for a year or have everything smell like trash bag gas on the bus constantly? Parker, can you just explain trash bag gas really quickly?
Okay, just real quick. So you understand the comparison. Trash bag gas, in a real short description, is somebody that has been holding back a really long, big poop as, you know, as long as you could even like possibly think. And so... That's when they it. Fart, you're just smelling the buildup.
It's horrible.
So you pick one of the two.
All right.
Trash bag gas.
The trash bag gas.
You can see all methane, but like eating the dude's toenails all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The guys on our bus.
Ooh.
Oh, you don't. Oh, man.
Yeah.
You know, There's a handful that are like the hygienes, but then there's a handful that are just no. Yeah. So
trash bag.
I'll go with the trash bag gas.
Yeah, fair enough. Choice. Fair enough. Choice. All right. Well, we'll take it. Those are now in the archive. That's how that works.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, guys, we really appreciate you coming on the show, hanging out with us, and having a conversation.
Thanks for having us. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Go check these guys out. I don't know if you don't know who these guys are. First of all, there's a rock somewhere over you. Remove that rock. Come on out for a minute. Just, you know, figure out what's going on with your life.
Discover the real rock.
Discover buckcherry.com. Hellbound is out right now as well.
Hellbound. And
you guys have to go listen to that. I don't care how you listen to it, but you have to go listen to it because it is exceptional, exquisite. I don't
grow some balls and get off your stupid alternative and go listen to some real crap, right? It's just
Let's go.
You're gonna feel good.
Yeah, it will.
You will.
You're gonna feel good.
Yeah, absolutely.
And come out to the rock show and make sure you get out to the shows and go check out our videos for So Hot, Hellbound, Waste No More Time right now.
Yeah. Y'all don't have a Nashville show on the date yet though, right?
We haven't played there, I think.
Really? Yeah, we were there or we were close. I don't think we played Nashville proper.
Okay.
Well,
we'll get there.
Yeah, we'll change. Rock and roll. Yeah. All right, guys, if you want to know more about Rockcast, obviously you can go to rockcastshow.com and figure all that stuff out. Again, listen to us where podcasts are heard or watch the show via YouTube as well. Either way, just make sure you listen to the show. Josh Todd, Stevie D from Buck Cherry, thank you guys so much for hanging with us. We do appreciate it, and on your day off is no less. So
thank you for having us. It's great hanging out with you guys.
Absolutely.
Thank you, guys.
All right, guys. All right. Good luck. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. See you guys.
Bye.
Right, bye.
Bye.
Hey, what's up, guys? Eric and Parker here from Rockcast. We have conversations with rock stars. You can check out rockcastshow.com for more info about us. You've been hearing us talk a little bit about MyPillow and the great products that they have. I know you're probably saying, Eric, what could conversations with rock stars and sleeping have in common? Well, we'll tell you.
There's nothing better than hitting a mattress with not just one layer, not two. We're talking three amazing layers of comfort. That's right. That's MyPillow. Now, let me tell you about it. The first layer is the MyPillow patented foam. Now, layer two has the transitional foam. And of course, finally, we come to layer three, which could be the most important layer of all. And that is because the body temperature is regulated throughout the entire night from their phase change material.
Again, use promo code ROCKCAST or 800-646-5719. That's 800-646-5719 for up to 66% off. Isn't it time that you had a good night's sleep?